He's housebound, him and his wife both. So instead of canceling his talk, he went ahead and sent it to me. And this is the report on cotton insect losses for Beltwide. And we'll go through this pretty quick because this is not my specialty here. So, but we did. There were some interesting things in there. I think you'll see as we go through the data. So this is for 2014. Insect losses were found to be at 2.54%. The cost of insect management was almost $34. So cost plus loss is right at $60 an acre this year throughout the belt. As you'll see as we go through this, those numbers are a lot different from region to region. So for the southeast states, which would include Georgia, Alabama, Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Florida, insect losses were 2.64%. with a cost plus loss of about $80 per acre. When you look at just the top three southeastern states, a little bit higher losses in Virginia and South Carolina there at 3.4 and 3.3. Predominant insect species were thrips and stink bugs in that area. In the Mid-South where I'm from, including Boot Hill in Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Mississippi, you can see how much higher those insect losses are for us in the Mid-South. We're right at 10%, which is considerably higher than what you saw as an average. The insect cost is up to $108, and then cost plus loss is right at $246 an acre. So pretty good numbers there. The top three Mid-South states, which is Missouri, was at 21%. I can't quite explain that. That's pretty close to us here in Arkansas, and we weren't near that. We were just below Mississippi at about 8.7, but Louisiana, 13.3%, and you see Mississippi there. And obviously, our predominant species causing problems was Liguus. Tarnished plant bug. That's our number one pest in the Mid-South. And for us, we probably averaged around 6 applications for insecticides for Liguus control in the state of Arkansas. But you see the other pests there, bollworms, stink bugs, and spider mites. In the central states, including Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, losses are quite low there, 0.74%, less than 1%. Insect management cost is only about $28, so a total of cost plus loss is about $32. So considerably less than the neighbors there to the east. The central states, Oklahoma losses were 10.4%. Texas, a little low there, 0.41%. Can't quite explain that. Kansas, down to 0.35, and their predominant insect pest species were cotton flea hoppers and thrips. In the western states, insect losses were around 3%. Management cost about $74 with a cost plus loss of about $124 total. So looks like most of the damage is occurring in the Mid-South to a great degree. A little bit higher numbers in Arizona at 5.9%, and I think that's probably due to Liguus hesperus, the western tarnished plant bug. California losses at about 1.4, and New Mexico about the same. Here are the cotton pests by rank for us in 2014 based on the data generated by entomologists across the belt, and you can see the predominance species again is Liguus, with about 4.7 million acres infested and about 329,000 bales lost. Thrips are next, second most important pest, and they're on just about every acre with 150,000 bales, almost 151,000 bales lost. And then in the southeast, where stink bugs are predominant, But certainly you can see there that acres infested stink bugs are occurring on a lot of acreage at 6.1 million acres and 131,000 bales lost. And you can see the rest of the list there as it falls off. So losses to ligus, just to show you, because it is the most predominant pest, it's found just about everywhere, obviously, and you can see that how those yield losses to this pest range from as high as 9% there in the Boot Hill of Missouri to 0.03% in Texas. So quite a range there, but you see that predominant loss there associated again with the Mid-South states. Thrips, you can see the range there again, very low loss to thrips in California, none in Kansas and in that area, New Mexico, very low. Appears the highest losses are in the Boot Hill, Missouri and Louisiana. Seems to be where they were a problem. Tennessee had a big issue with thrips this year, up to 2.5% of losses there. Stink bugs, that's the pest that the folks in the southeast are dealing with. And you can see over there on the orange, over on the eastern side of the country, range from anywhere from 1% up to 1.9%. I see a 3% yield loss in Missouri. Can't quite explain that, but certainly you can see the range there and how they impact cotton. And then heliothines, which in the past have predominantly been the pest for us, you can see with the aid of the new technology, certainly percentage loss to heliothines is considerably low, particularly in this 2014. So you can see that range of losses there. Flea hoppers is one that seems to be more of a pest in Texas and Oklahoma. We're seeing a pretty high percentage there in Missouri too for some reason, but you can see that we don't even classify them. All those states with an NI mean they're not reducing yield. So we don't consider them a predominant species or one that's a really big problem for us, because we're controlling plant bugs, so we're controlling flea hoppers too. And then spider mites, it was a wet year for most of the country, for us anyway, in the Mid-South, and I think to a certain extent the Southeast. So spider mite infestations were considerably lower this past season than normal. And you can see that as a result, losses to spider mites is less than 1%. We still got a few boll weevils around, and particularly in Texas, that's where the problem is. And they got about 47,000 acres still infested with boll weevil. We don't need to lose sight of this pest, and we need to make sure that we keep it south of the border as much as possible. But you can see the eradication cost there. We're about 3.25 an acre right now, but still battling the boll weevil in the great state of Texas. There's a lot of people that participate in this analysis of data, and Mike Williams has done a great job, but you see everybody on this list that participates in this study and keeps up with this loss from year to year. And you know, you may think, well, it's just an exercise in futility, but we've noticed in the last few years that EPA spends a lot of attention looking at this data. And if we don't justify our numbers and losses, we have issues getting registration of and Section 18s for new products for cotton control. So the numbers are more important than you might think. So just keep that in mind. I'm a little ahead of schedule, Philip, but Gee whiz. I did the best I could. If you want a complete listing of the losses from 1979 through 2014, you see that website up there. Just go to MSU Cares and type in cotton insect losses, and it'll pop up on the screen for you. That's all I got, unless anybody's got any questions. And I really don't want to take any questions because it's not my data.
Any questions for Gus?
Thank you.